This is Apollo Control. 50 minutes, 34 seconds ground elapsed time on the mission of Apollo 15. Now approaching the Carnarvon, Australia tracking station. We're about a 6.5 minute pass over that station. Halfway through the first Earth parking orbit. Next time they pass over Carnarvon or over the Australian subcontinent, the crew of Apollo 15 will be preparing for the translunar injection maneuver, which the spacecraft in S-4B stage will break out of Earth parking orbit and begin the 3-day journey to the moon. Actually, the targeting will be toward where the moon will be 3 days from now. Still about 30 seconds away from predicted time of acquisition by the antenna at Carnarvon. We've had acquisition of signal. We'll stand by.
Apollo 15, Houston, through Carnarvon. Over.
All right, Houston, 15, you're loud and clear.
You're loud and clear also.
Okay, the insertion checks are coming along very nicely. We're down through 21 of the checklist. And the cameras are out, and Al's completed his alignment.
Roger.
Yeah, I only got one comment, Jim Scott, for you.
Go ahead.
Houston, 15. On the H2 purge, fuel cell 2, I cannot confirm since I have no readout of a flow indication or a caution and warning associated with that flow.
Roger.
And if you'd like, I could do it any time and perhaps you could confirm it.
This is Houston. We're unable to help you on confirming that purge down here, Jim.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, ready, copy.
Okay, used stars 33 and 41. Down 05 was plus 00001. And the torquing angles were minus 00019 plus 00021 minus 00061. And they were torqued out at 50 minutes.
Roger, copied on the torquing angles, a minus 3019er, a plus 3021, and a minus 3061. Over.
That's a firm.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. Cabin pressure aboard Apollo 15 holding at 5.7 pounds per square inch. Heart rates for Scott Worden and Irwin, respectively, are 70, 83, and 88.
Houston, one other comment. Apparently sometime during launch, the RCS-B secondary propellant isolation valve closed, and we recycled it and got a great talk back.
Roger, Dave.